outlet shopping. You are going to listen to a radio report about outlet centres. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 5 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you.
At a time when the rest of the retail landscape is still in recovery mode, a rising star has emerged, the outlet mall. Budget-minded shoppers are flocking to outlet centers in search of name brands at reduced prices. Retailers who are struggling to persuade their discount-trained shoppers to pay full price at their regular locations are increasingly looking to open outlet stores. Apparel sales at factory outlets rose 17.8% for the 12 months that ended in April, according to estimates by market research firm NPD Group. Meanwhile, apparel sales industry-wide rose a meager 1.4%. Outlet shops typically offer 30 to 70% off retail prices for popular, high-quality brands that usually resist heavy markdowns. Although the prices still aren't cheap, it's considered a bargain when shoppers can score a handbag for less than $100 or a cotton cardigan for $19.99. People tend to go where their dollar lasts. They accept that they are not getting the brand new styles, but they are still getting the name brands for half off, sometimes even more than that. That change in perception has been a welcome one for outlet mall executives, who say that their centers used to face undeserved stigma in highbrow shoppers' eyes. They feel the economic downturn was kind of a blessing for them. For retailers, outlets provide a way to offer lower prices and clear excess inventory. To properly stock the growing number of factory stores, companies are increasingly ordering outlet-only merchandise, with analysts estimating that 85% of the products at outlets were never carried in full-price locations. Other merchandise might be damaged or returned items. In today's world, the outlet business is a business upon itself. The average consumer cannot tell the difference between a golf shirt made for an outlet center compared to one made for a full-line retail store. The difference is mainly cosmetic, like a little less embroidering or a little less detail. Because so many products are unique to the outlets, there isn't much overlap between those locations and their full-price counterparts. Without the fear of sales cannibalization, and because outlets serve as destination centers that reach a broader geographic customer base than traditional malls, retailers have focused on opening more outlet stores. Additionally, retailers save money at the outlets. It typically costs less to open a factory location because rents are cheaper, and many companies that pay salespeople commissions at traditional stores don't do so at outlets. Many retailers are using those savings to renovate and remodel their outlet locations by updating the fitting rooms and installing more attractive fixtures and lighting. Retailers recognize that the outlets can be the very first experience a consumer has with their brand, so the experience has to be a true extension of the brand and the company's image. outlet centers are thinking beyond simply adding new stores. Many are offering special coupons for tourists, concerts, and valet services, just like the traditional malls. They are also turning to social media sites such as Facebook and Twitter to promote deals and events. At a time when the rest of the retail landscape is still in recovery mode, a rising star has emerged, the outlet mall. Budget-minded shoppers are flocking to outlet centers in search of name brands at reduced prices. Retailers who are struggling to persuade their discount-trained shoppers to pay full price at their regular locations are increasingly looking to open outlet stores. Apparel sales at factory outlets rose 17.8% for the 12 months that ended in April, according to estimates by market research firm NPD Group. Meanwhile, apparel sales industry-wide rose a meager 1.4%. Outlet shops typically offer 30 to 70% off retail prices for popular, high-quality brands that usually resist heavy markdowns. Although the prices still aren't cheap, it's considered a bargain when shoppers can score a handbag for less than $100 or a cotton cardigan for $19.99. People tend to go where their dollar lasts. They accept that they are not getting the brand new styles, but they are still getting the name brands for half off, sometimes even more than that. That change in perception has been a welcome one for outlet mall executives, who say that their centers used to face undeserved stigma in highbrow shoppers' eyes. They feel the economic downturn was kind of a blessing for them. For retailers, outlets provide a way to offer lower prices and clear excess inventory. To properly stock the growing number of factory stores, companies are increasingly ordering outlet-only merchandise, with analysts estimating that 85% of the products at outlets were never carried in full-price locations. Other merchandise might be damaged or returned items. In today's world, the outlet business is a business upon itself. The average consumer cannot tell the difference between a golf shirt made for an outlet center compared to one made for a full-line retail store. The difference is mainly cosmetic, like a little less embroidering or a little less detail. Because so many products are unique to the outlets, there isn't much overlap between those locations and their full-price counterparts. Without the fear of sales cannibalization, and because outlets serve as destination centers that reach a broader geographic customer base than traditional malls, retailers have focused on opening more outlet stores. Additionally, retailers save money at the outlets. It typically costs less to open a factory location because rents are cheaper, and many companies that pay salespeople commissions at traditional stores don't do so at outlets. Many retailers are using those savings to renovate and remodel their outlet locations by updating the fitting rooms and installing more attractive fixtures and lighting. Retailers recognize that the outlets can be the very first experience a consumer has with their brand, so the experience has to be a true extension of the brand and the company's image. Outlet centers are thinking beyond simply adding new stores. Many are offering special coupons for tourists, concerts, and valet services, just like the traditional malls. They are also turning to social media sites such as Facebook and Twitter to promote deals and events.